A friend admitted to me I am addicted to brake fluid, but I can stop anytime.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
When I was a child of 8 or 9, I was brave when the lights were on. But come nightfall, all that changed. One dark winter evening, my older brother David decided to make me aware of certain dangers that came with living in the Great White North, like icicles. He told me that a 24-pound icicle with a razor-sharp point would do significant damage to a third grader's complexion if I slammed the door too hard and looked up on my way out of the house. It's not a pretty sight, he said, to see a child pinned to a snowdrift in that manner. Then there were bears, grizzly bears. According to my brother, a whole herd of them lived just beyond the trees behind our house. What do they eat? I asked, which was a silly question. Small boys, he said. They'll start with your lunch, but they'll eat more. How come I ain't heard of no one being eaten? I asked. Because they eat everything. Remember Tommy, that freckled kid in your class last year? Where do you think he went? I didn't know. My eyes grew wider. Ah, older brothers, it's a wonder I slept at all. Late one night, I lay in bed trying to sleep, but mostly listening for bears. Suddenly, I heard one. Heavy footsteps. My body tensed. Every nerve felt like a ferret was chewing on it. Looming on the wall was a shadow, one hand grasping its throat. The shadow growled. I lay there, frozen like an icicle. And then the bear giggled. It was my brother David standing in the doorway, laughing, as if a heart attack was the funniest thing he could imagine me having. I didn't move, just lay there, my eyes wide open, staring blankly at the ceiling. David came over. His smile began to fade. He reached down to shake me. "You okay?" he asked, genuinely concerned. "Say something." I pretended to be dead. It was the only revenge I could think of. My mother found out about this and grounded him, I think, for about a year. Then she hung a Bible verse beside my bed. I can still see it now. "So do not fear, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee and help thee. I will uphold thee with my righteous right hand." That's Isaiah 41:10. When our Rachel was 8 or 9, I learned a little more of why we have every reason to trust and no need to fear. "Daddy, I'm scared." It was midnight. A little girl in jammies and socked feet stood in our bedroom doorway. I took her back to bed and pulled back the covers. On the wall were the same verses that I used to read at night. "Rachel," I said, "did you go over your Bible verses?" "Yep." "And you counted sheep?" "Yep." "And you talked to the shepherd?" "Uh-huh." "Well, I want to tell you something I hope you'll never forget." "What's that?" "Have you ever knocked on my door late at night and found me sleeping?" Nope. "So if a burglar comes, I'll be awake, right?" "Uh-huh." "And if a monster ever visits, he'll find me just around the corner." "Uh-huh." "Then go to sleep, Rachel. Daddy is awake." I kissed her forehead. "I love you, sweetie." "Love you too, Daddy." Tiptoed from her room then and climbed into my bed, a smile spreading across my face, because it hadn't quite hit me this way before. Anything that comes for my daughter is going to have to get past me first. We grown-ups might consider our fears more rational than a child's, but are they? Really? Whatever has a hold of you today, remember who holds your tomorrow. He whispers, "Do not fear, I am with you." So let's rest in peace tonight, you and me, knowing that our Father is awake.
At Laugh Again, we share a message of hope and joy rooted in Jesus with thousands of listeners every weekday. But this isn't meant to be one-sided. We want to hear from you, too. Leslie recently wrote, "This ministry has been so helpful to me. I share episodes with my family. I'm forever grateful." What does Laugh Again mean to you? We'd love to hear your story. Visit laughagain.us/contact and share it with us today. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.